Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important, our relationship with our bodies. You know, that incredible vessel that carries us through life, allows us to experience all the feels, and basically holds everything together. Yeah, that one. Ever felt like society throws a ton of pressure on how we should look, feel, or even move in our bodies? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and see picture-perfect bodies, impossible standards, and endless comparisons? It can be seriously draining, right? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some powerful wisdom to help us navigate all that noise and cultivate a healthier, more positive relationship with our physical selves. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you shift your perspective and embrace your body for the amazing machine it truly is. Number 1. Recognize that external validation is fleeting. Those Instagram-worthy bodies, they don't define your worth. Remember, true happiness comes from within, not from likes or comments or conforming to someone else's ideal. Stoicism reminds us that we should focus on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of things outside our sphere of influence. Number 2. Appreciate the functionality of your body. Think about all the incredible things it does for you every single day. It breathes, it moves, it heals, it lets you experience the world through taste, touch, sight, smell, and sound. Seriously, this machine is a wonder. Shifting your focus from appearance to function can be a game changer. Number 3. Practice mindful movement. This doesn't mean hitting the gym until you drop, though that's awesome if it makes you happy. It means connecting with your body through activities you genuinely enjoy: dancing, walking in nature, swimming, yoga, whatever gets you moving and feeling good. Remember, exercise shouldn't feel like a punishment. It should be a way to celebrate the power and capabilities of your body. Number 4. Nourish yourself with kindness. Treat your body like the temple it is. Choose foods that fuel you and make you feel energized, not drained. Stay hydrated, get enough sleep, and listen to your body's cues. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for a happy and healthy life. Number 5. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have those inner voices that can be pretty harsh, especially when it comes to our bodies. But here's the thing. You deserve kindness and compassion just as much as anyone else. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Replace them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of all the amazing things your body does for you every single day. Think about a time when you felt really confident and comfortable in your own skin. Maybe it was during a workout you crushed, a dance party where you let loose, or even just a moment when you were feeling strong and capable. What made you feel that way? Was it the clothes you wore? Or was it something deeper, a sense of inner strength, a connection with your body, a feeling of being truly present in the moment? You know, I remember one time I was hiking in the mountains. It was tough going uphill for miles and my legs were screaming. But there was this incredible sense of accomplishment as I reached the summit. Looking out at the breathtaking view, I felt so grateful for my body, its strength, its endurance, its ability to take me on adventures like that. That's when it hit me. True beauty comes from embracing our bodies for all they are capable of, not just how they look. So remember, friends, your body is an incredible gift. It deserves respect, love, and care. By shifting your perspective and focusing on the positive, you can cultivate a truly empowering relationship with your physical self. Let's recap those key takeaways. Recognize that external validation is fleeting. Appreciate the functionality of your body. Practice mindful movement. Nourish yourself with kindness and challenge negative self-talk. You got this. I want to hear from you. What are some ways to take care of your body? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And remember, keep striving for that power, presence, and perspective. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.